The question I want to ask today is, must we create form? Must we create form? Well, we must express, and the question then is that expression of energy that comes to us and goes through us the foundation and the basis of the forms that we create? If it's true that we manage four things, matter, energy, space, and time, and that we must create form, what forms do we create in our efforts to manage matter, energy, space, and time? I plan, that is, I give form to my day. I get up at a certain time, I make coffee, depending on the day of the week, I go to the gym to exercise, I return home to make breakfast, I journal, I continue drinking coffee during that process, etc. Structuring my time each day is how I create form. It's how I manage time. In my journaling, I receive ideas and I write them down. After about 30 to, let's say, 45 minutes, I will stop my session, put away my papers after having said prayers that are similar to the prayer that I said before I began my journaling session. My journaling follows the same form I established more than 10 years ago. How I date and number the pages, where on the three whole line sheets of paper I write, remain the same. I have created form. Look at the material objects around you in your home environment. The levels of orderliness or chaos is the form that we are creating. My desk space is more chaos than orderliness, but for some reason I keep managing paper, books, devices into the same form that to a normal person resembles chaos. I think it is both natural and necessary for humans to create form. Families, friendships, fraternal organizations and other groups are form. Businesses, jobs in those businesses, causes, religions are form. I also believe that people who can and do create form are healthier, happier, and more successful than people who don't create form. I would go even further and suggest that health issues such as chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, etc., are symptoms of not creating form. Restraining natural energy flows can be unhealthy. Think about creating form. Imagine artists standing in front of a blank canvas or a lump of clay on a wheel. Think of an architect sitting in her office with a graph paper, pencil, or ruler, or maybe a computer program used similarly. Think of a draftsman working on blueprint and a builder on a job site. Think of the early morning hours in bakeries and restaurants as the first workers arrive to start preparing their foods for the day. Think of the many baristas in coffee shops around the world creating the final form for their customers, and a long line of workers who handle the picking of the coffee beans, the screening, the washing, the roasting, the packaging, and the shipping. Lots of people create form. Teachers create lesson plans for the days they teach. Parents create breakfast for the students before they head off to school. Those students arrange their clothes in order to create form that they and others in their peer group will think is cool. Does creating form translate to the game of life that we each play? Is this game in which we are seeking to develop our sense of self as we become more and more effective at creating form? I think so. My goals include going to the gym 3 times a week and walking 3 to 5 miles twice a week. I create form. I created my schedule. I created the routines for the gym time and for the walks. Of course, I do these physical activities because I want to create the form of a healthy, fit, vital male body. I have a large desktop where I journal and work. It is packed with created forms, a Kindle, firewire cables, chapstick, coffee cup, small clock, iPad in a stand, an external G-Grip speaker, 2 laptops, Marianne and my new one, a flower pot with a silk ivy plant in it, a large glass of water with a sprig of mint in it, a small digital recorder, a pad of post-it notes, magazines, papers, my iPhone, and much more. That is a lot of form, and all were created by people. I receive a lot of ideas. That seems to be the easy part. It is creating form with those ideas that is more difficult to do. My goal is to create form that will be perceived as valuable by others to the extent that others will be eager to pay for it. That last sentence is the key to any successful business, creating a form that others will buy. Perhaps the most fundamental forms we must create are the form of our identity and our sense of self. In some ways, identity can be artificially constructed and serve as a fake representation, a facade to con other people. But the form of our sense of self remains as is, not able to be deviously manipulated. If I told you that living beings, primarily human beings, create form, and then because those forms are so personalized and so invested with our energy that we will defend the forms to the point of death. A belief is a form. A belief is a form that results from thinking a thought repeatedly and then accepting it as valid and true. People kill other people who threaten their beliefs. People will try to protect and defend their status, power, property, money, and family and friends that they view as possessions, because those forms belong to them. We will defend the forms that we see as ours. We accumulate forms regularly. We buy objects, earn degrees and certifications, awards and applause. So to refer to my energy model of life, we acquire form, we preserve and protect form, we translate form, we express form, and we release form, and we create the form of the sense of closure. When I look at the condition of my workspace, it appears that I clutter it with paper representation of ideas. If I were a bird, you could say, I built my nest out of ideas on paper. It must make me more comfortable to have information piled around me than to have a tidy workspace. We manage matter, energy, space, and time into form. If we are unhappy with the form we create but don't make the effort to improve it, it must indicate another energetic form that is superseding it, perhaps is out of our awareness. Could that be true? Could a condition of illness or unhappiness or financial struggle be a form that we are compelled to create? Could the image of these forms be imprinted on us, and then unknowingly we follow these images as if they are blueprints of how to build a life? I wonder if it would be valuable to our awareness if we considered our lives as forms that we have created, as if they were Lego pieces that we have assembled over the course of our lives to build our lives. It seems reasonable to look at our body and realize it is a form that, except for a few facts like race, gender, coloring, we have created. Are we skinny, fat, or just right? We created those conditions, didn't we? The form, the educated and skilled us, is our creation too. Did we learn how to be effective and valuable to others? Are we credentialed, certified, licensed graduates? Whatever form the educated you takes, you created it, right? I could go through the entire list of the 12 worlds, spiritual world, mental, emotional, physical, the family, career, financial, social, leisure, community, political, and maintenance world, and suggest that each of us has created a primary form in every world, even if it's a neglected, almost non-existent form in some of the worlds that hold little or no interest for us, or a world that contains so much pain from previous experiences that we avoid that area as much as we can. If we are to create form like a real estate developer would do, we would need to decide on the form or forms we want to create. Nobody starts building a building without having a very clear vision in their minds about what it is they're trying to create. Maybe the first step would be for us to expand our views of what is possible in terms of forms and which forms are desirable. What forms have been created in people's relationship with God? Just think, you would be amazed if you just read the newspapers on a couple of days and notice how people are talking about God and what they think they're doing on behalf of God. This is the spiritual world. You know there are priests and nuns and monks and ministers and rabbis and evangelicals and agnostics and atheists. There are members of religions who are only members in name, while others are dedicated, active members. There are meditators seeking contact with their God, and the list can go on. And there are people who are killing people for their God. They are killing innocent people, or maybe, in their view, not innocent people because they're infidels. So their suicide bombers are doing wondrous things for their God. What form would you choose to create in your relationship with your God? What deep mental understanding do you want to give form to? What expertise do you want to add to the form of your identity? What have you seen in other people that turns you on, that excites you, that impresses you, that you find yourself admiring? What is the primary emotional form you most relate to? What other forms of emotionality have you seen and been impressed by? That of Jesus, or Mohandas Gandhi, or Nelson Mandela, or who? What physical form do you admire most? Is that form muscular, slim, trim, athletic, petite, ballerina-like, or a body like a triathlete? Many people, by default, choose the form of couch potato. What form of family have you observed? Which do you like? Which have you experienced? Which would you choose now to create? What career forms attract your attention? What about them appeals to you? What form has your own work experiences taken? What did you like about the work you did or the work you do? Why not create more of that? What about the shape of your finances? Even that phrase, shape of your finances. What shape are your finances in? Which is another way of saying, tell me about the form of your finances. Income is a form. Expenses are a form. Investments are a form. Savings are a form. Possessions are a form. Net worth, debt, assets, liabilities are all form. What do you aspire to? What forms do you most desire? I asked the question, must we create form? And I think the answer is yes. If you believe that too, now is the time to embark on the greatest of all adventures, creating yourself in the highest form possible. You and I will have plenty of help if we will allow it. Just listen to the prayer that follows now. This is the pluralized prayer from letter 8 in the book Christ Returns Reveals Startling Truth. Father, Mother, Life, you are our life, our constant support, our health, our protection, our perfect fulfillment of every need, and our highest inspiration. Notice anything about form in that? We ask you to reveal the true reality of yourself to us, your form. We know it is your will that we shall be fully illumined, that we may better receive awareness. of your presence within and around us. Receive awareness of your form. We believe and know that this is possible. We believe that you protect and maintain us within perfect love. We know that our eventual purpose is to express you. As we speak to you, we know you are perfectly receptive of us, for you are universal, loving intelligence, which has so marvelously designed this world and brought it into visible form. We know that as we ask you to speak to us, we are sending out a consciousness searchlight, which is a form, into your divine consciousness, and as we listen, you will be penetrating our human consciousness and coming ever closer to our increasingly receptive minds and hearts. We commit ourselves and our lives into your care. Thank you. It is so. Amen.